Bottom of the first inning here in Chico. Dan Hawkins with you on the Outlaws Baseball Network. The St. George Roadrunners scoreless in the top half of the first inning. Now it's Blake Galen, the center fielder, to lead things off for the Outlaws. He'll be followed by Bobby Hill and Mitch Enertsen in the top third of the order. Hova, Urich, and DeLeon in the middle. 7, 8, 9, Alkenbrock, Del Real, and Garrett Hollerin. As Galen takes ball one from Chuck Tiffany, the 25-year-old left-handed pitcher out of Monterey Park, California. And Galen, second pitch swing, pops that one up in the air. The shortstop, Kramer, he's calling for it, and he will catch it. A high pop-up for Galen, and that's out number one here in this first inning. That's going to bring up Bobby Hill, the second baseman. Bobby, the former big leaguer, switch hitter. He hits 316 on the year with four home runs and 36 runs driven in. And Bobby will bat from the right side. And the Outlaws have been facing a steady diet of right-handed pitching. So tonight, a different look from the St. George Roadrunners. Tiffany, the only left-handed pitcher on the staff of the Roadrunners. 6'1", 215 pounds goes Tiffany as the first pitch is upstairs. Tiffany, a second-round draft pick of the Dodgers back in 2003. And that pitch a little bit low. It's 2-0. Tiffany was the number 10 top prospect in the Dodgers minor league system as recently as 2005. Had a rotator cuff injury while pitching for Montgomery in the Southern League in 2006 as that ball popped up foul territory in the second baseman Sumner over there to make the catch. And Tiffany has induced a couple of pop flies that didn't go very far here in this first inning. That'll be Mitch Enertsen. Enertsen 328 on the year, 9 home runs and 46 RBIs. He'll bat from the right side, a lefty-righty matchup. Want to give a shout-out to Chuck's family listening tonight down in Southern California, wife Shannon and his daughter Meadow, 10-month-old baby daughter Meadow. So glad you could join us tonight here on the Outlaws Baseball Network. Had a good chance to catch up with Chuck the other day. As that ball is grounded foul by Enertsen up the third baseline. And the count will be one ball and one strike. Enertsen sporting the long sleeves under his uni tonight. Again, the first pitch temperature 71 degrees. And it's going to get a lot cooler. That ball is hammered foul. And that had home run distance on it. But it hooked foul of the foul pole there in left field. Out one ball and two strikes now to Mitch. Two outs, bottom of the first inning, still scoreless between St. George and Chico. Outlaws won last night, 6-3. Three runs in the seventh to tie it, three runs in the eighth to win it. And there's a base hit into right field for Mitch Enertsen. And he's on his horse, wide turn to first, but he's going to hold up there. And the Outlaws have hit number one of the ball game. Two out single for Enertsen. That's going to bring up Michael Hova, the right fielder. Hova's second on the Outlaws with his 63 runs driven in. The next RBI that Hova delivers will be a new franchise record. Now, Santo DeLeon has 64, but he spent half a season with Yuma. So Hova on the cusp of breaking Mike Mallory and Ryan Lear's franchise record of 63 RBIs, Mallory in 06 and Ryan Lear in 05, as that pitch sails outside. Hova's also close to the franchise record at multi-hit games. He's got 30, and the franchise record for multi-hit games is 32. Desi Wilson set that in 06, as that ball is ripped foul. And the count, one ball and two strikes. Tiffany, fourth start of the year, 15 and a third innings. Walked 11, struck out 11, opponents hitting 258 against the left-hander. In his fifth appearance overall, he does have one relief appearance for the Roadrunners. There's a ground ball by Hova to second. Sumner's up with it cleanly. He'll throw to first. And the Outlaws get a base hit in this bottom of the first inning. Can't do anything with it. Threw one at the net. Still scoreless on the Outlaws Baseball Network.